Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Types of Generative AI Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI in the Generative AI for IT Managers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the key types of generative AI models, including Generative Adversarial Networks, GANs, and Variational Autoencoders, VAEs, as well as other models used in the field. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify various generative AI models and their applications in finance and fintech. Main content overview of GANs, Generative Adversarial Networks. Generative Adversarial Networks, or GANs, are a powerful class of generative models introduced by Ian Goodfellow and his colleagues in 2014. The core concept of GANs lies in the competition between two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator. The generator creates new data instances, while the discriminator evaluates them against real data, determining whether each instance is genuine or fake. The generator's goal is to produce data that is indistinguishable from real data, while the discriminator's objective is to correctly classify the data as real or fake. This adversarial process continues until the generator produces data that the discriminator can no longer differentiate. In finance, GANs can be utilized for various applications, such as generating synthetic financial data for testing algorithms, improving fraud detection systems by simulating fraudulent transactions, or even generating realistic market scenarios for risk assessment. Their ability to create high-quality synthetic data makes them valuable for data augmentation and training machine learning models in situations where acquiring real data is challenging. For instance, a bank could use GANs to simulate thousands of potential customer profiles, allowing the testing of targeted marketing strategies without compromising real customer data. Overview of VAEs, Variational Autoencoders. Variational Autoencoders, VAEs, represent another significant type of generative model, developed to tackle the limitations of traditional autoencoders. Unlike standard autoencoders that focus on reconstructing input data, VAEs introduce a probabilistic approach, enabling them to learn a continuous representation of the input data. VAEs consist of two main components, the encoder and the decoder. The encoder maps input data to a latent space, where the data is represented as a distribution rather than a fixed point. The decoder then samples from this distribution to reconstruct the original data. This sampling process allows VAEs to generate new data points by exploring the learned latent space. In the context of finance, VAEs can be advantageous for anomaly detection by learning the normal patterns in financial data and identifying deviations. They can also be applied in risk modeling, where they can generate potential future scenarios, aiding in decision-making processes. By capturing the underlying distribution of financial data, VAEs can assist in generating new, realistic data that reflects market conditions. For example, a financial institution could leverage VAEs to generate potential future cash flow scenarios, helping in stress testing and risk management. Other types of models and their characteristics besides GANs and VAEs, there are other generative models worth mentioning, each with unique characteristics and applications. One notable example is the PixelCNN model, which generates images pixel by pixel, taking into account the pixels that have already been generated. This model excels in generating high-quality images but may require substantial computational resources. Another model is the flow-based generative model, which uses invertible neural networks to learn the data distribution. Flow-based models allow for efficient sampling and exact likelihood estimation, making them powerful tools for applications requiring precise probabilistic modeling. In finance, these models can be utilized for diverse applications, such as predicting stock prices, simulating market conditions, or generating synthetic datasets for machine learning training. Each generative model offers distinct advantages, making it essential for IT managers in finance to understand their respective strengths and weaknesses when selecting the appropriate model for specific tasks. For instance, while PixelCNN can generate highly detailed images for marketing materials, flow-based models can provide accurate probabilistic forecasts that facilitate better investment decisions. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored various types of generative AI models, focusing on GANs, VAEs, and other notable models. Understanding these models' characteristics and applications is crucial for leveraging generative AI effectively in finance and fintech. By identifying the right model for specific use cases, you can enhance your organization's ability to utilize AI-driven solutions. As you move forward, consider how these models might be applied to your work in finance, especially in areas such as data generation, anomaly detection, and risk modeling. Reflection questions: how might you apply GANs to enhance fraud detection systems within your organization? In what ways can VAEs support your efforts in anomaly detection in financial transactions? Reflect on the generative models discussed. How do their characteristics influence your choice for a specific financial application?